A different kind of training program is taking place along Iraq's border with Syria. It was launched last month by the U.S. military and is intended to stem the flow of illegal traffic, including weapons and Islamist fighters, from Syria into Iraq. NPR's Peter Kenyon visited a training camp along the Syrian border. He found Iraqi recruits happy for the training, but frustrated by a shortage of basic supplies and by relatively small paychecks.
When the Pentagon chose Lieutenant General David Petraeus to lead the Security Transition Command, it confirmed the urgent need to train Iraqi forces to police and defend their own country. Petraeus is widely considered one of the most effective U.S. military leaders in Iraq. In an opinion piece in the Washington Post Sunday, he compared his mission to repairing an aircraft while in flight and while being shot at. Petraeus wrote of seeing tangible progress and gathering momentum, but warned that more tough times, frustration, and disappointment lie ahead. All of those things were on display recently at a training camp deep in the western Iraqi desert, not far from the border with Syria. A military convoy lumbers over an unpaved desert track toward a collection of tents behind concrete barriers and concertina wire. Soon the nights will be cold here, but on this day some 20 Border Police trainees are having lunch under a net canopy that provides some relief from the mid-afternoon sun. As the men use hunks of flat bread to grab from a large platter of meat and rice, the U.S. Marine colonel, who asked that reporters on this trip not use his name, wants to know what can he do to help.
What's the biggest challenge, do you think?
Smuggling, the men answer.
You need good vehicles? Good weapons? Good radios? Good training? And we need good people. How are the people? You ready to do it?
The answer to all the colonel's questions is the same. Inshallah, God willing. Another tent is outfitted like a classroom with a creaky plywood floor and rows of folding chairs. But while the colonel is questioning one of the camp's instructors, the trainees back at the lunch tent are finding their voice, and a few questions from reporters bring forth a litany of complaints. One trainee, a captain, speaks of the dozens of border forts built by the U.S. military to house Iraqi forces working along the frontier. The Marines are investigating reports that at least one fort was destroyed recently. The captain says it's true, and he's not surprised.
A border fort was blown up. How could they fight? They didn't have the weapons they needed. How can they stay there? Shouldn't they be given weapons? A police colonel goes to the front to protect the border, and he has only 5 bullets in his gun. He has to buy the gas for his truck out of his own pocket. The vehicles have no spare tires.
Other trainees crowd around. They say corrupt officers from Saddam's time have returned, and as a result, smuggling has increased. The complaints most frequently heard focus on the broken toilets, the showers, and the pay.
The biggest problem is the salary. When you see the regular police making more money, and they work less than we do, it's a problem. So don't expect me to work seriously.
As the Marine colonel returns, the Iraqi captain goes up to him and points to his feet. He and his men are still wearing their sandals because there were no boots provided. The colonel promises to find boots and other basics for the men as quickly as he can.
You have to give us a little bit of time. We'll work it. We got the boots, we got the showers, latrines. I tell you what. We'll work at this if you work to learn as much as you can and be the best police officer on the border.
The military plans to boost the 16,000 Iraqi border enforcement personnel by 8,000, with another 8,000 to follow. But as this camp shows, some of the training is very much a work in progress. Analyst Anthony Cordesman at the Center for Strategic and International Studies says the U.S. military now recognizes that capable Iraqi security forces are one key element to extricating U.S. forces and leaving a stable Iraq behind. But he adds that the failure to take the training mission seriously for nearly a year has made the insurgency much harder to deal with. Peter Kenyon, NPR News.